Nancy Sutley's the chair of the White House Council on Environmental Quality. She told me why the White House wants these benchmarks.
You can't manage what you don't measure. So these scorecards are a way to help agencies figure out where their effort is producing great results, and in some cases where, you know, they need to think more about what they're doing. So this lays the the foundation for the next round of sustainability plans. But we're pleased to see some good progress on the part of the agencies, taken as a whole and individually.
Overall, what did you find that the agencies are already making good progress on?
Well, clearly, this is a benchmarking. Benchmarking exercises is an important way to know where we're sort of starting from now, a little more than a year into the executive order. The agencies did some things that have never been done before. For example, the greenhouse gas inventories that the agencies have by and large all completed for both their direct and indirect greenhouse gas emissions. And that, I think, gives us as complete a picture of the federal government's greenhouse gases as any other large entity has. So that was a real, a very important milestone in the sustainability process. I think the agencies have done pretty well in reducing energy use and increasing their use of renewable energy, some really good progress on reducing water use, and also in many cases reducing petroleum use in the fleet, and some good progress in greening existing buildings. And you think about the challenge, whether it's in the public sector or the private sector, of the number and variety of federal buildings. Existing federal buildings that the federal government, the agencies who own buildings, own buildings of every size, every age, of every use in urban areas and in rural areas. So the challenge of greening those existing buildings is a big one for the federal government, as it is, I think, for the private sector as well.
As I review this scorecard, I see lots of greens, I see lots of successes, and not nearly as many reds and yellows. What does that say to you about where the agencies are right now?
Well, I think it means that the agencies are taking this effort very seriously, and one of the things that I am very heartened to see is really that it's not just the usual suspects. I mean, it's not just the Environmental Protection Agency or the Department of Energy who, so much of what they do relates to sustainability and energy use, but you see really agencies who have very broad mandates making sustainability really part of their mission. So we have some really great examples of things that that, for example, the Department of Energy is doing at its labs to help move the technology along and also to showcase some of the technologies that they're working on. But yet we have, agencies with very different missions showing off, in a sense, that sustainability can be as much a part of the mission of an agency like NASA, for example, or the Department of Defense, for example, and it makes sense for their overall mission to have sustainability as part of that. So we have, NASA just opened their sustainability base at the Ames Laboratory in California, where they're really showing off some of the technologies that they've helped to develop and also showcasing them in the high-tech capital of the country. So So I think it's very heartening, and I think it shows that that sustainability is a good management tool also for the agencies to help them sort of shepherd their resources intelligently and give the taxpayers good value for their dollar.
With the sustainability plans that agencies are working to update, they're due in June. Now that they have these benchmarks in place, what do you expect to see in those sustainability plans for the agencies to move forward and make improvements?
Well, this is sort of a check-in in a sense, and clearly in some cases identified some areas for agencies where they need to focus. But we will continue to offer them a lot of technical assistance, not only CEQ and the Office of Management and Budget, but also the Department of Energy and others who have real expertise here to help help agencies work through some of these issues. So, you know, we think there's been a great amount of progress, a lot of effort on the part of the agencies, and really people embrace this very enthusiastically. And, you know, give you an example, the State Department for its headquarters building just announced a contract that will help them get to 35% renewable energy for the energy that the headquarters building uses. So, you know, here's an agency that's got a lot of other things on their mind, but they're also a big, you know, they have a big footprint not only in Washington but around the world. And so, you know, so they've really embraced sustainability is an important part of their mission and really making some great progress going forward. So I think this also is a chance to, you know, to show the public, the release of these scorecards, to show the public that the agencies are taking this seriously, that they're working hard on it, that they're making good progress, and that they know where they need to, you know, put some additional focus.